I grew up in Ann Arbor, and I actually started music when I was 4 on violin. I was awful. But my dad's a flutist, and I loved the sound of the instrument. Instrumental music came around in 5th grade, and I said, I think I want to play the flute. And I said, I think you should play the trumpet. I said, no, I think I'm going to play the flute.
Mira Shiffrin kept her resolve and played flute through middle school and high school and earned her degree in flute performance from Western Michigan University in 2009 and a master's from Ithaca College in 2011. Hi, I'm Kara Lawrence, and this is WMUK's Let's Hear It, Music of the Moment in West Michigan. Tonight we'll hear music and conversation with Mira Shiffrin, recorded in the WMUK Yoshimi Takeda Performance Studio. Tomorrow, Ms. Shiffrin presents an unaccompanied flute recital at Westwood Christian Reformed Church in Kalamazoo at 5 p.m. It's the last of 5 solo flute recitals she's given in the past month to help fund a new instrument. When we spoke at WMUK, Mira told me about a moment that changed her life.
The first time I was working on the Bach Partita, I was working on the first movement, and I played through it one day. I was a freshman in high school, and all of a sudden I went, okay, this is what I want to do. Done. And I knew right then and there.
With certainty.
With absolute certainty.
So we have Johann Sebastian Bach to thank.
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. Did you tell anybody at the time, or are you just keeping it to yourself for a while?
Well, I told my parents, and they looked at me and they went, okay, honey, I'm sure you'll change your mind in about a week. And then they realized that I wasn't going to change my mind, and they went, okay, we're going to support this. And so I was studying with my dad until I was a junior, and then what he says is a quote-unquote real teacher. He actually taught me quite a bit. But I started studying with someone who, she had 2 degrees in flute, and she worked me very hard. Actually, I went to Flute World, and I have a nice connection with them. My dad used to take lessons from the owner, so they always treat me as family, which is wonderful. And they asked, you know, are you thinking about studying music? And I said, sure. And they went, okay, these are the places you should apply. And Western was one of them. I took a lesson with Christine Smith, and I just knew she was the perfect person for me. And I auditioned, and I got in, and I was like, I don't want to go anywhere else.
Was it 4 years here? Or
yes, 4 years.
How challenging was it?
Well, I made it more challenging. I actually had a minor in history, and I took as many music history classes as I could possibly fit in my schedule. So I like to think that I quasi-double majored in musicology and performance and minored in history and somehow did it in 4 years and somehow slept in there. But I made it hard, but I did what I wanted to do.
I wonder if we might take a moment now to hear some of the Bach. This is from his only solo partita.
That's correct.
And you said you'd been working on this since you were in high school.
Yeah, since I was a freshman in high school.
Has your approach to the music changed over time?
Oh, it has changed quite dramatically.
Possibly from looking at historic performance.
Actually, yes. My master's program, I got to study with a woman who was, she did her dissertation on basically how to understand and perform the music historically accurate, all of the Bach sonatas. So yes, that changed quite a bit. And I actually got to do a semester of Baroque flute while I was there as well. Now that I know how the instrument works and responds, my interpretation has drastically changed.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. Thank you. Flutist Mira Shiffrin and music of Johann Sebastian Bach from his solo partita for flute. We heard Mira play the first movement, and that was exquisite. I really, really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
A piece I've attempted myself, but not with the thought, I think, that you've brought to it, and the freedom. I don't remember feeling able to take some of the dramatic pauses and the extremes and dynamics that you have employed here.
There are lots of extremes. Some people actually criticize and say it's a little too romantic, the way I do it, because I do take a lot of liberties. I never would have done those liberties until I did my master's work and heard that that was actually appropriate, especially the dynamic extremes, because the high octave of the flute on the Baroque flute is very quiet. It's very difficult to even have it speak. So getting those notes out as quiet as you do, it's the closest thing I can do to imitate the instrument at the time.
I'm sorry we can't hear the other movements, but you are performing the full suite?
Or the whole the full sonata.
Partita?
Yes.
Sonata, partita, suite, Bachian thing. on Saturday at 5 o'clock at Westwood Christian Reformed Church. Now, there's a reason to have presented this concert on Saturday, and you've already presented 4 other solo concerts.
Yes.
Well, we should talk about this reason.
Yes. When I was a junior here, my professor looked at me and said, "Hey, can I try your flute?" And I went, "Okay." She plays it, and she gave it back to me and said, "Okay, I understand why you're struggling so much, but flutes are expensive. So I did as much as I could at the time, which was I got a new head joint that helped a lot with intonation, but not as much as I need, as well as the dynamic range and the tone color. And then I started my master's, and my professor looked at me and said, "Do you think you need a new flute?" I went, "Uh-huh." She goes, "Why?" And so I listed off about 10 different reasons. She goes, "Well, here are some more to add on to it." And the problem is flutes are, it's like investing into a brand new car. They're just very expensive. So the point of these recitals is actually to fundraise and to help out to my lovely cause.
Tell me about the tour so far that you've already presented 4 concerts.
Well, I started the tour. It was supposed to be just 4 concerts. And I did it in the second and third weekends of August. And one weekend I was on the west side of the state where I performed that Saturday on in Richland and in Allegan. They were both churches, which was very nice of them.
Well, they're wonderful places to play the flute.
Yes, they are. And then the second weekend I was on the east side of the state where we performed, or I performed in Essexville, which is right by Bay City, and which is also at a church. And then I was in Ann Arbor, where I did at Carytown, which is a beautiful concert house. And I've been wanting to play there for years, so I had a nice excuse. But there were a lot of people that wanted to be there to support that couldn't. And people kept asking, "When can I hear you? When can I hear you?" So I added this on.
Well, tell me a little more about the program that you have planned. We've heard some of the Bach. What else is on the program?
Well, it's mostly, the first half is very traditional. I open with a Bach partita, and then I go to the Bozza Image, which is a beautiful French work, full of, it's basically little sporadic ideas that kind of form a cohesive piece. It's a bunch of little images, so to speak. And then the third piece in the program is actually violin repertoire. It's the Paganini, one of the caprices, the most famous, the number 24. It's what the Rachmaninoff theme on variation Paganini is. Beautiful work. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to see if I can do it.
Can you pull it off?
I think I can. it's Paganini, so it's very difficult, and it's very difficult to imitate a violin.
Yeah, they don't have to take breathing breaks.
No.
They just can motor on all they want.
It would be lovely to do that, but not so much. You know, one of the movements is supposed to be pizzicato, and so I've had to figure out what's the closest articulation I can do to a pizzicato, because obviously I don't have a string. So it's been a wonderful challenge. I love it. There are days where I don't necessarily love it, but right now I do love it quite a bit. The second half of the program is completely different. I wanted to just do something that was fun. So I actually open with a contemporary piece by Ian Clarke, who is a sweetheart of a man. I got to work with him a couple summers ago in England, where he lives. I was in town for a masterclass, and I said, "When's the next time I'm going to be here?" So I sent him an email, and he was like, "Of course, I'd love to give you a lesson." So I went, and he is quickly becoming one of my favorite modern composers. He teaches at Guildhall, and he performs all over the place, and he's just wonderful.
Is he also a flutist?
He is.
Okay.
Yeah, just flutist, composer, sweet, sweet man. His piece is the very unique piece on the program. It's called Tuburama. It's for flute and CD. The accompaniment part is basically a combination of rock music and techno kind of pushed together.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's great though. It's so much fun. And then the flute is singing and playing the whole time.
Did you say singing?
Singing and playing. It makes this really cool buzz sound. It's actually a very standard technique in jazz flute playing. It's starting to become more standard in classical music, but primarily stays in the jazz world.
And how are you going to top that off?
Well, with something that I learned at Western, which are these tango etudes by Piazzolla. He wrote 6 etudes for solo flute, and these are not typical etudes. They're actually used in competitions all the time. They're wonderful because they are the essence of Argentinian tango music. And I'm taking 3 of the 6, and they're just stunning. They're some of my favorite pieces to play.
Since you still have your flute, I would love to have you play one for us here at WMUK.
Absolutely. This one's going to be the second of the tangos that I'll play. It's the slow, more overtly sensual of the 3.
Let's hear it. Thank you. That was flutist Mira Shiffrin here in the Takeda studio at WMUK with music of Astor Piazzolla, the wonderful tango composer, one of the etudes for solo flute. That was so wonderful, Mira.
Thank you.
You've got some dynamic range on that flute of yours.
Thanks. It's been quite a struggle to get that, but I'm actually pretty happy with the range.
Now, this is very different from Bach, of course.
Yes.
So you have to put your mind in a different place when you put the music on the stand and kind of get into a different feel?
I do. I actually start to change my complete mindset from, okay, we have tradition, we have, you know, there are certain things that have to happen, to, oh, wait a second, this is dance music. And this isn't traditional Bach dance music for the aristocracy. This is music for everyone to just have some fun.
Or it could be for just two people.
Or two people.
a very intimate connection.
Yes.
What were some of the ways that you prepared this piece? Did you also learn to get away from the meter, for example?
Yes, I love the freedom in this movement. One of the things that Christine always talked to me about, because I did these, I think it was my sophomore year.
Christine Smith, the flute professor.
She would look at me and go, "You are so uptight. Just have some fun. Just relax." So I started to, and she went, "Okay, now you're figuring this music out. There you go. Let go of the rigidness and just play music. Have some fun." And so I ended up making this more and more free. And now that I've, you know, been looking at these for years, I'm much, much more free than I started. But I play it in a much more fitting way for the tango.
From here, where would you like to go with your flute? I know you're on the faculty at Crescendo, mm-hmm. Academy of Music.
And I get to teach some wonderful students.
What else?
Well, the goal is to be able to get into a wonderful DMA program and get a doctorate and be a professor of flute and teach and gig and do anything I can do.
Tell me about this new flute. Do you have it picked out?
Actually, when I was doing my master's, we had a couple of flute representatives from various companies come. They had just had a connection with my flute professor. And I fell in love with this beautiful Burkhart, stunning Burkhart flute.
Are they American? Or do they have a studio here? Mm-hmm. What state do they work at?
They're based in Boston. With the other main flute companies.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. They actually all kind of branched off of each other and just stayed in the area. So,
and you could go visit and watch your flute being made.
Yep. And everything at this point is completely handmade. So it is a several month process for them.
What kind of things have to be handmade on flutes like this?
Well, the head joint is completely sculpted. I got to see a little bit of a demonstration. They didn't bring the full thing and start whittling away, but that is quite a process on its own. I mean, it's what produces the sound and the articulation and everything. So it's, you make one little mistake and the head joint is no good anymore.
Back to the forge. And of course, the keys are complicated little things with miniature screws holding them together and tiny, tiny gold springs.
What's really nice about Burkhart's is, well, this particular model, is that they don't have pins, because they have those, they have the screws and they have the springs, and then they have these little pins that sit in. And for some reason, I'm the queen of a loose pin. So sometimes my notes don't speak. So to not have that worry would be quite a relief for me.
So you've been playing on a flute that you'd grown out of for quite a while now.
I actually got it the summer before my senior year of high school. So it's gone through a lot of love.
Well, it can retire happily into your closet, I think, after.
Yes. Or Well, what I'm hoping to do is sell the instrument to help raise money. So hopefully I can give it to someone who can use it to grow and go, here, this is something that helped me. Let me help you now.
Well, any final thoughts on playing music and going for your gold flute?
Well, it's a lot of fun. And the music bug hit me very, very early. So I just hope I can share it with all of you.